Hey guys, welcome to the podcast, episode 30. It's a big one. Thanks for coming along this far. Yeah. If you're a new listener or everyone's a new watcher, this is our first video that we are doing for those listening. You can find it on YouTube. Look, today we talk about, Rick's not a believer of New Year's resolutions, but around that mindset, yeah. New start, whatever it is, you are entering into a new period, another lap around the sun. Let's find, we talk about finding what makes you you, how you can push that in the new year to be the best you can be.
Yeah, how to enter a new contract with yourself to be a better version of you.
Ooh, a new contract. I like that word.
Sign the deal.
Beautiful. So, guys, have a listen along. It's only a short one because we were obviously trying to keep up with the video, which we didn't do. So, you'll see our crazy cut
at the end.
But it's not too bad. I'll make it work. So, have a listen. Let us know what you think. And we'll see you later.
Enjoy episode 30.
Yep.
Figure it out. So, it's basically three words, but we are going to treat it as if it's one word because that's how you say it.
We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery.
Somebody tell you you can't do something. You want something, go get it.
The effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is.
We are live, Rick.
Nice, live. First time we've recorded a big
First time we're going to go. Yeah, hey guys, welcome, first of all, to the podcast for those listening along. For those watching, welcome to the video version.
Welcome to the video version. A bit extreme.
Pants on. Yep. So we've got pants on.
It's just fucking so good.
But we are going to try and do the video thing now a little bit every now and then if we can slip in a short podcast and video to accompany it. Yeah.
So don't be disappointed. This will not be like the news. We will not be looking at the camera the whole time.
We are 100% not going to look at you guys at all.
So we're going to do the socially accepted thing. We're actually going to look at each other.
Yeah. And for those listening, we're definitely not looking at you.
No.
But
no.
Please listen along.
Please listen along anyway for the fun.
So where are we going today, Rico?
I wouldn't mind. Look, I'm not a big fan of New Year's resolutions and stuff like that, but a lot of talk at the moment, especially with diet and exercise and stuff going on. Vegan, keto, carnivore, it's paleo. All just paleo. It's all just going absolutely nuts. So it wouldn't be a bad idea just have a bit of a talk about sort of what people are thinking about.
New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, for reset. Because everyone has an idea that sort of like, I'll make a big change for next year. Well, I'm sort of more of a way of thinking, well, let's change it now. Mm. If you're going to change it now. Mm. But what are you going to change? You know, what's your big thing? If people say, I can't go vegan. Yeah, well, it's a big step. I went vegan and it was...
Nearly died.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Just, what the fuck? And it's sort of a hard thing when you eat one way for so long and you just get so habitual with what you're doing.
Well, and people find it with fast food, don't you? Sugar, all these sort of things. Like, fuck, I've got to stop eating that. And your body's like, whoa,
that stuff is good.
What the fuck's going on here, mate?
Well, let's say, like, you go to McDonald's, and you say if you get a McDonald's burger, whatever it is, I mean...
How good, but...
Oh, fuck, you can eat the buns, whatever the fuck they put in them buns, like all that nice white sugar that goes in there make those buns so tasty. I reckon, without a shadow of a doubt, that all those companies that sell those tiny little fucking bread rolls that suck in whatever the fuck's in them...
Oh, KFC dinner rolls.
Jesus Christ! Oh. Jesus Christ!
Fuck, man, if they are not the perfect thing to dunk in the gravy, chips and gravy, potato and gravy from KFC, put that motherfucking man.
And all the extra spices that they put in the gravy and then into the potato.
Fuck. Man.
Actually, let's not worry.
Let's talk about resolution. Let's talk about gravy.
Go gravy. Gravy's so good. Fuck.
Oh, man, gravy is... I remember when I was in high school, right? And two things I learned as a kid, and this is something my old man told me and something that I still do to this day. Be nice to the people that serve you food.
Always.
And the people that serve you beer.
Yep.
Right? So that was the... probably out of the handful of knowledge you gave me, that's two things I always looked after my bar people. And I've never, ever been unkind to someone that serves food. Got enough fucking problems having to deal with a whole restaurant full of people. You don't need to be a dickhead. If you're the sort of person that carries on like a fuckhead, stop listening to the podcast. We don't want you.
Yeah, go and win somewhere else.
So in high school, I had a really good relationship with the women that worked, or the ladies, sorry, women's not the correct word, ladies that worked in the canteen at our high school, year 11 and 12. And these ladies, oh man, I for months worked on trying to get a commercial size container of the Maggi gravy powder that they get like for the catering.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what it is, what they put in that gravy, but fuck, it is the best.
Whatever chemical C12-9 that goes in that makes that taste.
We just found it at the fish and chip shop down the road. That's the gravy they use.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so big fan of gravy.
Yeah, Maggi make just...
They know what they're doing,
That's why they've never gone to mac and cheese.
Oh.
That's why they've never made mac and cheese.
Don't need to.
You don't want to fuck that shit up.
Gravy.
Mac and cheese must be the easiest thing. Cheese with fucking
pasta.
Have you
made it at home, like, by yourself before?
Like, real one?
Real, like, four tarts of cheese.
Yeah, and I felt my arteries closing up.
Yeah, man. We made it once with pulled pork.
Oh,
pulled pork,
fucking stop it.
Mac and cheese on the side. You get to the end, you're like...
Yep. I've just consumed, like, all this...
All my calories for the month.
Yep. Oh, look, a good lard infarction when you get all that in there, it's just bloody...
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
So good. All right, so New Year's... Sorry, guys.
We'll get off gravy now.
New Year's resolutions. You're not a fan.
Not a fan. I reckon start it now or it just...
But you're a different type of person, right?
I am.
You are not the average person.
Not when it comes to that sort of stuff. No.
Not come to anything, mate. No. You're different.
Yeah, well, it's,
I got to tell you, no common traits with normal people.
No, it's go through those common, do you scrunch or do you fold? Yeah. You know, all those sort of ones. Yeah, do you walk from the front to the back or from the back to the front? All those important questions.
You don't
questions.
Even use it.
I said, no, just free drop. Free drop. Just get the job done.
So, okay, as someone that doesn't do New Year's resolutions, you don't set a set date, what are you working towards in 2020? You better do this certification also in January.
Yeah, no, I've been looking at it and I've been talking with them to see what I can do. For those that are all interested, I'm interested. No, I'm not interested.
Don't bring it up yet.
No, I'll wait till it's done.
Yeah.
But yeah, very, very keen on it. I'm talking with them. Whether I'll get across to Sydney or whether I'll actually try and affiliate with something here.
Okay.
The Sydney one, it's just a bigger band, but I don't really care about the band. It's more about just getting somebody to have an alliance with so that you come under a banner, mm-hmm. I suppose. And it's a lot easier to do that.
Yeah,
so.
It's a Gracie Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah, that's the thing, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. Just getting onto something.
Sorry, I am being rude. I'm just checking our time so we don't
overrun. Yeah, we've got a 30-minute window to try and squeeze this in. Otherwise, the camera will time out and YouTube will just say no. Sorry about that. So, yeah, so obviously that'll be one. The certification going to work towards that. And that's looking quite good. Actually, breaking my toe on my right foot has not really helped a hell of a lot. Because I tell you what, getting into... some of the yoga positions I've been getting.
Hold up.
Can't do it.
Fuck me. Were you just telling me you're running around on the ladder? You bought a new ladder to step around on, dummy.
Yeah.
Stop agitating it.
I can't help it. Got something to do.
Oh. This is infuriating.
It's the habit. It's just a habit. Can't break that.
Mate.
Can't break it. Fuck.
Come on, man.
Working on it. So for next year, and obviously I've got my little climb to do as well. So I've got some...
Oh, a little climb.
Yeah, it's halfway to little anyway. So I've got some things to do there. So the biggest things for me is I've just got some fitness transitional stuff to work on. And obviously in that there's going to be diet, breathing. I'm going to get to do a lot more cold exposure. So I've pretty much been on cold showers now for probably about 7 months. And that's all I've been having, just the cold showers. Yeah, winter's day, it sucks balls.
Did I tell you the one time when my hot water system failed and I had to have cold showers? No.
No, but tell me about it.
Cause I did it right. So when I was, so I must have been about 18 or 19, right? So had my own house, all this sort of shit, had no money, right? Like inherited the house, no money. So when shit went wrong, man, it was like I was saving up. But then there was like beer and shit to buy. So,
I
found myself working. At this point, I was working out in Pinjarra. So I lived in Dawesville, long drive to Pinjarra. And I had to, like, my whole water system shit itself, right? So I had to just have cold showers. And in these days, it was like winter. And it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. I had to get up. Fuck me. I've never showered so quickly in my life. Your soap in your hand ready.
Oh, yeah.
Showers on. You stand outside, talk about practice and you breathe, and you're outside like, all right, here we go. It's ready. Just marathon.
Ready. Oh, yeah. Just, yeah. Don't get head. All the bits. No. Nah. You miss bits, yeah?
It's a general shower.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. I when I was renovating the bathroom, what I did was I... and this was a few years back now, I actually set the hose up inside that ran actually from the hot water. And what I did was I set it up like with the hand spray.
Yeah.
And just taped it all up, got all on, so I'd stand out there and just have it just like spraying towards the grass. So
general area. I remember you told me that. My old man, that's the other thing. We, again, we're not much younger in like primary school. My old man did up the bathroom, and we had like an old fibro where all your pipes are on the outside, So he just cut it off because he was doing the bathroom, and then just put a shower head on the outside. Same thing, put taps in, shower head outside. So same thing, we're in like the greenhouse at the side of the house. Showers out there, fucking stupid, eh?
Oh.
Yeah, showers are funny.
You appreciate the modern changes, don't
you? You do. You know you can survive, right? But, yeah, cold showers, man. It's hard to do, yeah.
It is hard to do, yeah.
But you feel good. I don't know if it's because you're hyperventilating and you're a little bit dizzy when you come out.
And that's one of the things with the cold water exposure. I think it is initially, obviously, yeah. the brain has a different effect. But then you go into the breathing thing, you know, because...
Because you have to, otherwise you're going to pass out. Yeah.
You know, that's just generating the energy. Oh, you can't go in there and just, like... nice, slow, deep control. It doesn't fucking work. It's like when you go down the beach and you haven't been down there for a while and you walk in and the water comes up and just as it hits your nuts, you do a little jump.
Yeah, because you get to here and it's like, what? Do ladies have that problem? Shout out to the ladies.
Yeah, actually, ladies.
Shout out to Alicia, who is a big fan of this cold shit right now. Yeah, Ice pass and all that. Alicia, can you please let us know if you get the same feeling as a woman?
Does your lady bits, do you have to jump up and down or is just like, no?
Are we allowed to ask people about their lady bits?
No, too late
In now. The interest of knowledge, we won't tell anyone, but please let us know.
Yeah, please let us know. Is it bad for you when you walk into cold water and you have to do the jump up and down thing to take the cold water exposure away from your loins? Dear God. Yeah, so the cold water exposure thing is quite good. So I actually want to do... well, I've been doing it for a fair while now, so and it's not bad. I've been actually getting back into the cyclic breathing in the mornings as well, just sitting on the couch and trying to do a couple of stretches and do the breathing and things. So just a lot more of that sort of stuff I want to work on, and obviously got a couple little projects for 2020, which I'm not going to sort of talk about just yet, but going to make those happen. And really, just try and get more out of my days. You know, I really want to focus a lot more for this 2020 on getting a better sleeping pattern. Like I've done.
Yeah. So here's what I want to do, right? I want to give you something to do for 2020.
Yeah, give it to me.
And I want you to aim for 7 hours sleep a night.
Jesus Christ.
I want to see if you find, like, I mean, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. But it is the most important thing you can do for your body, yeah?
I think it is, for sure. I've got to find a way to
sleep.
Yeah, I've got to find a particular meditation pattern. I've actually started to listen to some. You know, when you go into some of the meditation places, they have some that music going with a little
dong, 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 ding.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. So I've started actually playing some of that to see if that will actually take my mind away from thinking about stuff. Because the worst thing for me is that when I wake, the first thing that happens is I start to think. You know, I just don't just think about how tired I am.
Is this like middle of the night wake up? And
like quite often, like this morning I was awake at 3:30. You know, so and then
fucking weird, eh?
It's very dark. at 3:30. But the cat had the pleasure of actually coming over and having a bit of a chat to me. So it's
right.
Oh, hello, Ginger. You're awake at 3:30 as well.
Cats are dummies, mate. Oh, do not mimic a cat's life.
No.
Because it's not going to end well.
No, it just doesn't. No, you can just do everything in slow motion and just... So, yeah, so, I mean, I have quite a common thing of waking up sometime around 3:30, you know, 2:30, 3:30, and be awake, not be sort of like...
Is it because you say to yourself, this is what I do?
And that's the thing is, I don't know. Never be sure of that bit. So I've got to start doing some more meditating and see if I can actually break the cycle a little bit. Because I feel always feel good. You know, at the end of every day, I can still do some training and bits and pieces. So I've still got enough energy in the tank. But there's on occasions where you just think, oh, man, you can feel the energy levels going down, down, down. And because I don't have sugar and I don't take snacks and stuff like that and don't get that sugar fix, I can't kick myself past the tiredness unless I actually move.
Yep.
You know, so for me, when I start to actually fade, it's time to just let the fade take into effect. And, of course, that's always difficult too, because the thing is, if you start feeling like you're fading at 8 o'clock for me, it's just like, oh, no, there's still more hours of stuff that I can do. So then it's like, okay, I'll get up and do something.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll start moving around. Then it just takes you out of that cycle. But apparently you're supposed to get like there's 5 90-minute cycles to reach a perfect sleep pattern. So you're 90 minutes up and down. It's, you know. So I am going to work a lot more on that, because obviously sleep is one of the biggest factors between sleep, nutrition and movement are the three most important things you can do for your body. And then, you know, put those all in perspective. Sleep for me is obviously my biggest weakness. Nutrition is no problems at all. I've had that down pat for years, you know, movement's been the same. But sleep, pretty much ever since I've been doing shift work, which has been over 25 years, you know, of different, well, actually it's been over 30 years of doing shift work, you know, in between bouncing and then working for St. John's and then sort of working shift work and that sort of thing. So there's been lots of different rosters I've done which have not kept me in a really good cycle. So might take a bit of time to break out of it. So I've just got to find a meditative process that'll actually allow me to get that 7 hours.
Yep.
See if I wake up like a fucking tiger. Fuck.
I don't think the world's ready for you to get enough sleep.
No, maybe not. Maybe not.
I take it back. Don't get more sleep.
Don't get more sleep. What about you? You got any thoughts of where you'd like to take yourself for 2020?
Fuck. And you know what? I knew you were going to ask me, and I was just thinking, oh, I don't know. Look, I do. I want to do this more, and I want to figure out how to do this long-term. No, look, it's not about the money. But I want to figure out how we can make this sustainable long term. Not that it's not sustainable now. It costs us nothing, right?
No, that's right.
Everything's covered, you know, all the production stuff. Everything's paid for. We paid cash for everything. So there's no overhead. But I would like it to reach more people.
Well, how good are conversations, though?
Yeah, and it's not for the money, right? I want to just reach more people. I want to influence people to be more positive or think in a different way. The podcast is a big part of that. I want to figure out there's a bunch of parts to this. I want to be a better talker. I want to be a better speaker. This is where this comes in. Then it branches out. I want to get to people and help them at a stage in their life where it's really weird. So what that means is I think for me, I will be able to provide a lot of value to teenagers and at-risk youth.
Yeah.
I think.
Beautiful.
I think I've got a real spot there. With, you know, all the shit I've been through, all that sort of stuff, I think that my story, I think I can word it in a way that'll get through to them. I'm not just going to be some guy that rocks up and talks shit and they fuck off. And
well, you were so close to being at risk yourself if
I'm
you weren't
still at risk.
Yes.
So I think that that's my audience where I can provide the most value. So I need to figure out how to do that well and make it happen. And then I want to figure out, I just want to talk more as someone that, you know, in the last year has really sold myself the idea that there is shit to talk about from my life and that if there is value in it, I just want to make it more. I think that that's, you know, we spoke a few podcasts ago and as egotistical as it sounds, I said that I really believe that I have something to give to the world. I just don't know how to convey it.
Yeah.
I think that this year I will try and see if that's the way. And that it might not be, right? I'm open to the fact that I might not be a great public speaker. But
you never know until you...
Yeah, and the point is I'm not going to give up on it until I'm good, right? It is the difference between... I read this the other day. The difference between someone that does something and someone that's a professional at something is you do it till you get it done and you do it until you can't get it wrong, right? So yeah. I want to do it until I can't get it wrong.
Well, the best speakers, that's just where it's at. You can listen to them.
Tightening and getting it right.
Yeah, and some of it, it's not even the voice. It's just the message.
Yeah.
And the way they convey it and how you can get people to interact with you and how they receive that message. It's just, it's great. And nobody starts off being a good speaker.
No.
Nobody does because...
No. Well, listen, 30 episodes ago. Oh! Shout out, 30 episodes.
Hey!
How much... you're a person that speaks all the time, and I think that if you look 30 hours ago in this podcast...
I would have been different 100%, altogether.
Yeah. I think we really found our voice when we stopped not so much giving a fuck, but just surrendering to the idea that we have something to say. We are what people come here for, It's not our groundbreaking topic.
No, that's it. No.
People are interested in people. It's that, that voyeurism that gets people excited and interested. So, I think speaking is where I want to practice in 2020.
Why do you think people are scared of it?
It's the number one fear,
It is,
Above death.
Yeah.
People are more afraid of talking to a crowd
Than they are,
of dying.
And what's the worst thing that can happen?
Shit yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. And
literally.
And literally, it's only in your own pants, so nobody will know. But that's the thing, it's not bad. One of the biggest problems that I had, and I've made a really conscious effort, and now that I notice that I used to do it, it fucking frustrates the fuck out of me, is when people say,
Right.
When they don't know what to say, then they just continue and that's their break to think. Yeah. And that's where you notice good radio presenters will never say Good TV presenters, there'll never be an or an ah or something. You have to actually be able to think on your feet. And if you get stuck, don't say anything. Just give yourself a heartbeat.
Just go quiet.
And then go, that's
it. The words come to you.
The words will come. And that was one of the things that I was always very, very poor at, is saying And is that now, whenever I hear it come out of my mouth, it's like, fuck, piece of shit. Because now it really annoys me.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and he was talking about getting better at speaking in front of crowds. And he said, start one person, turn the camera on, record yourself, get your speech right. Five people, do your speech in front of them. See how I go. I am trying my fucking hardest not to say right.
I know. Because I'll fucking peg you for it.
This is why I'm talking so slow. And then he said, okay, get a dozen people. And when you get to the dozen people, every time you say tell them to go and you will hear it every time. And it's like a buzzer that says, You're doing it. Because no one wants to stand in front of people and the whole crowd turn against you,
Oh, no. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, every topic you talk about, if you talk about it enough and have enough thought process behind it, you should never have a stop. You listen to all the great ones when they start talking about things. There's no stall in what they do because they're so passionate about it. It just comes across.
Yeah.
I mean, when I'm talking about jiu-jitsu or exercise or diet, I don't have to say because I'm very passionate about it and I have enough things in my head to be able to go, I can just talk about this. Whereas if I get into something that I don't know very well about, physics, chemistry, shit like that. Well, it's like, well, no. Oh, I'm going to be, well, not sure. It's like, that's where it's going to be at.
It's a confidence thing, yeah.
It is a confidence thing, you know. And but you can always actually work your way around things that you're not confident on just by presenting maybe a different idea to it. Well, look, I don't really know. I'm not confident about this.
Yeah.
But what I do know about this topic is this. Don't look at, I've fucking got the time sorted, bro.
What time did we start? Because I started recording that a bit earlier.
Yeah, a little bit earlier. That's a couple more minutes.
We've got a couple more minutes.
Yeah, it's about 22 minutes.
Yeah.
So we've got a 30-minute window, ladies and gentlemen.
We do. If that's recording.
If that's recording, we don't even
It's not connected to my phone, so I don't
know. So we don't know.
Yeah. It's, and when you get hit with those things, I think confidence is a big thing. You can just, once you're confident in talking in general, you can talk about it. Yeah, we're fucking proof of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, thing is, you can always talk with your friends because you're not under ridicule. You know, you can say whatever you like.
Oh, that was your original question. Why is it so scary? I don't know.
No. And that's the thing.
The butterflies, that feeling the fear. And that's the thing with all fear, everything, is you get to that point, the ledge, call it the ledge, right? Mm.
And it is a ledge.
It's a, it feels like the edge of a cliff, You get to that ledge and you've got two choices, You jump or you step back.
Yeah, there's no other choice, isn't it?
And there's no point climbing all the stairs if you're going to step back.
Oh, no, you've got to go over.
The view's fucking great. Sure, the view's great. But, yeah, so people in here, like you said, we're very risk adverse. We've said that a million times. No one wants to jump because your body's like, there's nothing good over there, man. No. What if we die? What if something goes wrong? What if we shit ourselves? What if we fall off the stage? What if, what if, what if? It never goes, what if you step out there and save that kid's life? Or what if you step out there and there's someone that's not talking to their kids here and maybe they get a you know, a different point of view? Maybe what if? It's what if there was a lot of good stuff? What if your body said, what if this happens and it's really good?
Well, yeah, that's it. What happens if the endorphins release and you go, this is something that I want to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to get the enjoyment out of this.
I found it. I found that flow state in conversation once, and I can only remember it once. And for those listening that I work with and that were there on this night, right, it was just before I left my last role and went to a new area. And it's not a big deal. I still see the people, but I sort of was in this leadership position. I was, you know. I was killing it. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah, I was killing it. I'm going to try and not go over here. I was in this leadership position in a very directionless time. And when you step up to be a leader, you don't really have any power. You don't really have much. But they needed a little bit of direction at this time. And no one was telling them straight. So I remember I was, you know, I knew I was leaving. It was like my last night. It was actually my last night shift. And I said, all right, this is where it's at. This is what, and we got into this conversation and went for about 90 minutes. And it was this flow state conversation where everything I was saying was on fucking point. Excuse my language, I swear when I get really animated. But it worked, right? Like this conversation just got through to the point where there was people at the end of it and people I'd worked with for years come up and said, don't stop doing stuff like this. Like, don't stop caring about other people and their shit. You know, like, don't stop. Don't take the foot off the pedal. Yeah, that's thing we've used before is like, just don't relax. And I just went and relaxed. But I tried to keep this shit going. So I want to feel that flow state of giving information that will help.
Yeah, it is important. Everyone has something to say. Everyone has something to offer.
Yep.
You've just got to be willing to offer it up because it can mean something to somebody else.
Yeah. Your opinion matters to me, Rick. What should I do in 2020?
I think you should definitely not take your foot off the pedal. I reckon you should be rubber to the road all the time. And so your speaking is just going, you know, leaps and bounds forward. You're drawing every time I see you drawing. You know, there's
could be better.
Yeah, it could. Hey, but there's passion in it.
Yeah.
And passion's the most important thing. So many people reach out with no passion in their life. They're just doing stuff. If you're not doing something to be great at it, why fucking do it?
Mm.
You know, if you're not choosing a diet plan to make you healthy, why fucking do it?
Yeah.
If you're not choosing an exercise plan to make you feel good in yourself, why fucking do it? Do everything to fucking be better at what you're doing. We're only here once. We never get a second crack at the cherry.
Mm.
Just do everything to the best of your ability. You don't have to be the greatest in the world. You just got to be the greatest of you.
Yep.
The best version of yourself. You know, coming into 2020, we're so close. New Year's resolutions, it doesn't matter. But you just got to have a plan to go, I can't be the same version of myself unless you are the happiest version that you could possibly be.
Which no one is.
Nobody is.
Don't everyone's that person. No. You're full of shit.
Everyone's got room to improvement. I want to get better at public speaking. You know, same as what you do. And I'm good in front
of crowds. God damn it. I nearly bought you a book on that today. There was one right there.
There's one right there. Like,
does he want to speak? Because I knew you wanted to do some more stuff and some more video stuff. And
yep.
I was like, oh, is that where he wants to go or not?
Once I get these other couple of ventures into play, I think I'm going to seriously start to get...
We're taking this on the road. Yeah. Let's figure this out. Stage show. Imagine it.
Fucking need a magic course as well. Oh, fuck.
Do it. Fuck, juggling all that sort of shit.
I fucking want to do it. That's what I'm going to need to juggle.
We're back. Sorry, guys. The recording stopped. We went too far. Look, Rick, what is a takeaway for the people out there?
Takeaway for us is get yourself some more empowerment, some more whys. Why are you doing stuff? Why you want to get better? You know, everyone needs more empowerment. You know, it'll be good for you, be good for your family, good for your friends. Just, you know, get some direction for 2020. Diet, exercise, whatever you want to do, you need some direction. Can't just be the same version of yourself.
Yeah.
What about you?
I think, look, skim through our episodes, all the real positive sounding ones. I think skim through there. There's a lot of value. The main thing I want to give you guys is if someone around you has an idea but they're not taking the step, gentle nudge, gentle nudge, gentle nudge. If you build your community up around you, you will see goodness. No one wants to hang around people that are slowing them down. No one wants to be the person slowing everyone down. Find your why. Distill your thoughts right down. Find what it is that makes you you and how do you give that to the world. Yep, and then right. Hang around like-minded people is probably my biggest one. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's my biggest one. Hang around people that make you feel good and inspire you to do better.
Exactly right.
Yeah, let's do that. Look after everyone. Let's make the world better and start with your small community.
Yep. Dead right.
Perfect.
Perfect, right. Guys.
Guys, for those watching, please find us on the socials. All the links will be below. For those listening, they're in the show notes, and you know where we are. Anyway, let's figure this out. Podcast. Have a good Christmas. It's in a couple of days.
Yep.
Have a safe one. Don't drink and drive. Don't be that dummy that drinks and drives. And yeah, and we'll see you in the new year.
New year, 2020.
Sweet.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Thanks, guys. See ya.